Hey founders, this is the SaaS Boss Show, the podcast for SaaS founders in the growth stage who want to get unstuck, build high-performing teams, and get clarity about how to build a profitable startup. Every week, I interview SaaS consultants, coaches, and experts who work with dozens of startups just like yours and share their best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS. My name is Natalie Luniva, and I'm a growth and leadership coach to SaaS founders, and I'm also married to a SaaS founder, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us on this conversation. Recently, I hosted a webinar with my friend, Tracy Washington. She's a leadership engagement consultant, trainer, and coach, where we talked about how to make your team more productive. What are some things that you need to have in place in order for you as a founder to make your team more productive? We had a very interesting conversation. More than 100 people signed up for the webinar, and I wanted to share the recording with you here as well. I am joined by Tracy Washington. She is a leadership engagement coach. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been in corporate marketing, sales, starting my own business for over 15 years. I've been a business owner. And I remember my corporate days. I worked in the legal department. I worked in government. I've worked in retail. And one thing that I've found consistent is the way that the leader shows up is the way that the team is productive and successful. And so throughout those years, I came to find out the secret ingredient to being a successful leader. And so that's why I'm here, to help people understand why is it that leadership is important with a startup when you're growing a team, because we have to work with people, and people can be complex sometimes, and we see the world as we see ourselves. So this is one of the topics that I'm really passionate about sharing with your audience today.
So who is this webinar for? If you think that your team is capable of accomplishing more, or you are able to accomplish, you think that you should be able to accomplish more, but you are not, something is holding you back. If you are not sure that the work that you are doing is the strategic work, everyone's busy these days, but is the work that you are doing, or is your business the right work? If you find yourself working on urgent tasks, but not on strategic tasks, everyone's busy. We have hundreds, if not thousands, emails. So we know the pain. And then if you think that you are losing interest in your business, in your product, in your startup, we think that there's something for you as well here. First of all, how to get more clarity. It is so interesting that you may be stuck, but you don't know what to do with it, where to go, and what exactly needs to happen to get unstuck. Next, how to set up the goals, and more importantly, how to set up the right goals. We call them the SMART goals, and we'll tell you all about that in a minute. How to become a more effective leader, and Tracy is the queen here, so she's going to talk about that. How to get your team to buy into your 2020 vision. So we'll set up the goals, we'll set up the vision. Next, how to motivate your team, how to make yourself to achieve those goals. And a quick tip here, I've read a great book that talks about why financial incentives are not the best way to do that. I'll share this book as well with you in a sec. Finally, how to accomplish 10 times more in the first quarter of 2020 than you did an entire year. Let's get started and let's think back. When was the last time that you wanted to do something, but you didn't? I mean, all of us had such an experience, and think back to what it was that prevented you from doing what it is that you've set up to do. Was it time? Was it lack of motivation? Or maybe priorities shifted? There are so many different things, and I find that it is usually a combination of things. And last year, I actually came up with a plan how my team and I and my client's team can be much more productive. How can they have a killer month, a killer quarter, a killer year? And I had a few tactics and ideas that I implemented without knowing that there is already someone who put together a plan or suggested how to do this. And Not until I read this book, and Tracy, I recommended this book to you as well last time we've met. And the book is called The 12-Week Year, How to Get More Done in 12 Weeks Than Others Do in 12 Months. Let's talk about setting up the goals, because I think this is where we're going to start untangle this big ball with problem, and that's the goals. Tracy, you are an expert in this. Help us understand, how can we set up the goals, and what are the good goals and what are the bad goals?
Well, first, you have to know the vision of where you're going. A lot of times people shoot out and goals, let's set these goals. But you have to make sure that your goals are aligned with your vision. So vision casting is first. Where is it that we want to go? What is the end result? Where are we going? And then why is it important that we get there? I can't tell you the number of times I've ran across leaders who have goals, but they don't know why they have goals. Many times businesses fail because they set goals that they're not quite ready to achieve. So it's important to sit and think, what is the vision? If sometimes the business outgrows or grows really fast and you're not prepared and businesses fail. Now, most of us are familiar with the term SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. So what is this framework? And I know you've seen it and I know you've done it, but what does it mean as it applies to you? So SMART goals, S, what does that stand for? S is specific. What do I want to accomplish in quarter one? And be very, very specific about what that is. So I always like to use weight loss as an example because it's easy and something that we can all identify with. So if we want to lose weight, we don't just say, I want to lose weight. Well, how much weight do you want to lose? How much, what do you want to do? Lose fat, gain muscle? Do you want to do both? Because if you're not specific and you're too general, what happens normally is that you just kind of have a nice phrase or something out there that you talk about, but you're not actually really doing. So it's important to have specific goals. So by when, how much weight and by when do I want to lose this weight? Is it something that I can realistically do in the time frame? So saying that I want to lose 100 pounds in the next 30 days is probably not realistic, right? So can we attain the goal? Because I think attainable and realistic they're synonymous with each other. Do we have the resources to meet the goal? Do I have a gym nearby? Do I have a partner that I can be accountable to in my weight loss? What do I have? So the attainability and realistic expectations are part of the same. To me, they're part of the same thing. And then, are they timely? How much time? I'm not going to lose 100 pounds in 30 days. So how can I lose 100 pounds? Very important that you're specific on what your goals are. And in your startup, and you think about, as a founder, you've got so many things to think about. You're responsible for the product, the service, the development, the sales, maybe the engineering. You're responsible for a lot, and the weight of that is very heavy. And sometimes you can't see what areas are you really looking to set goals in. It's like, well, I've got goals over here, but they may affect this goal over here. So you have to have a model in where you take your vision and break it down into smaller SMART goals. So then
right.
You can achieve it.
I think that the two main pieces of a goal is being measurable and being time bound. I actually heard MT goals, not SMART goals, but MT goals. So they need to be measurable and time bound. So, for example, decrease cost or increase productivity or develop people or learn more. Those are all not measurable goals and they're not time bound goals. So words like improvement, boosting, correcting, developing, they are all not the words to start your goals with. Achieve the revenue of X by the end of quarter one, that's measurable and time-bound goal. So we need to stay really narrow setting up those goals. Otherwise, it's just we're going
to
get lost.
I think there was a quote that it said it takes 20 years to become an overnight success.
Exactly.
I can't remember exactly who said that, but they've been working behind the scenes, and a lot of people start out wanting to be, that's their goal, but it's like that's not measurable and that's not realistic maybe right now, and that maybe your goal is just a revenue goal. Maybe you should just concentrate on building a team. Maybe that should be your goal. But you do start with vision and then your goals and set the goals from your vision. And remember your why. It's very important to remember your why.
So the next item on our list is making sure that there's a team buy-in. Now, if you don't have a team, then you need to obviously just buy into what you are set to do. And what exactly can we do to gain this buy-in, Tracy?
Building a team is not easy. One of the top five reasons that all startups fail is not having the right team. You've got an idea and you go out and you hire people and they've got this one talent and you think that that's all they need to get the whole business going, but it's not. Once you get everybody working together, it takes a different skill set to get people to, first of all, work together, take responsibility, accountability, and then you have responsibility. You've got teams sometimes that are very talented, but they may not like you as a leader. And I'm not even suggesting that as a leader, you need to be liked. It would be nice. I think there is some portion of leadership that you should be likable. But more important, I think the most important thing is credibility, your credibility as a leader. Are you the person who has a vision that other people can follow, that they can get into? If you are not the person who I see is credible, you don't show your team that you know what you're doing, or that when you make a mistake, how you make decisions, how you show up, how you communicate. There's a lot of things that go into how to build credibility with your team, and I'll go through a list of those in a second. If you're not the leader that they thought you were, then you're not able to get them on board. They may usurp your authority, they may sabotage, they may not be a team player, they may not be productive because you have not shown them that you are the person that can lead them, even though that they are part of the vision. One great book, I'm a certified John Maxwell trainer, and a great book to read about leadership is called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I just happen to have my copy right here. And he talks about the things that leaders can do to build credibility. The number one thing is developing a good relationship, which hence is what my book is about. It's about developing a good relationship. So think about a leader that you don't like, someone that maybe you've worked for in the past and you didn't like them. It was a little difficult to work with somebody that you don't like. So building that relationship is key in order to build a team and to get your team to buy into you and your vision, is developing the relationship, being honest and authentic, and developing trust. I just wrote an article, or I'm about to write an article. I just did the outline for a publication on ways to build trust. Trust is something that every successful business has to have in order for it to continue to be successful. You have to have trust among your team members. If you are a leader who is trustworthy and you can build that trust with your team, the easier it is to get your team to buy into you, which goes back to the credibility issue. Holding yourself to high standards and setting a good example. There are times when I've seen leaders who didn't know how to confront maybe employees that needed to be confronted, or maybe confront a situation. So what that does is show your team that you're not able to do this, and it could cost you credibility. You might be good in these other eight areas, but these two areas of the way you approach conflict and the way you make decisions, that can just destroy the credibility mm-hmm. that you want and the strength in the other eight areas. Does that make sense? This all goes back to self-awareness for you as a leader. So developing your own leadership skills is key. I don't know how anyone could ever start anything that they want to successful without developing themselves as a leader. And it's ongoing. It's not something that you do one time, you go attend a seminar, you read a good book. It's the way you show up in life for yourself. You have to lead yourself first before you can lead others. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So how much influence do you actually have with other people? Mm-hmm. A secret of leadership is you should be making other people great. They're not just there to make you money. You should be helping them be great in whatever it is they're great at.
Now, let's say that we have the team's buy-in. The next thing is motivation. How to motivate yourself and your team to achieve the goals that we all set out to achieve. And by the way, a quick tip here, the financial incentives are not the best way to motivate a team. I read this book. It is Drive, the Surprising Truth, What Motivates Us, I think. But the first thing that people care about is the vision, and they're motivated by this vision. And then financials, when you talk about financials, yes, it is nice to have, but it's not primarily a reason for people to follow you or to work for you. So what are some of the motivation things that we can do to get people to do things that we've set out to do?
Motivation does not come from the outside. Motivation comes from the inside of the person. That's intrinsic motivation. So we've got intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation. What I can do is inspire you. And I think we get the terms mixed up because they're similar in meaning. And I know we mean well when we say that, but I can't motivate you to go to the gym. I can't. I can't motivate you to do certain things. What I can do is inspire you to want to go. It's different. And the way that I show up as a leader, again, back to the buy-in, that will help motivate you because there will be an intrinsic motivation first, and then the extrinsic motivation would be the things like pay. What kind of person do you want on your team? Is it someone who is just for the paycheck? Because what happens if there's something, some kind of financial devastation that's temporary? Is that person going to leave? Or are they going to ride it out with you? If their only motivation for being with you is money, that might not be the right person for your team because they may leave and go elsewhere. It's not that the potential for money is not there. The money is there, but maybe you hit a financial slope where there's something that happened. And it's just a temporary dip or something just happened. And then that person said, well, I'm leaving. It's a great employee, a great team member, but they're saying I'm leaving to go to the next place. I always advocate leaders have one-on-one meetings and ask their team two things. What motivates you and how can we show you appreciation? When they say I appreciate you, there's a different feel that emotes in people. It's like, well, they appreciate me, you know? And so that, again, because you showed an interest in me, I'm going to give you everything I got because we really, almost like Pavlov's dog, we want to hear it again. We want the bell to ring so we can hear it again. So we want to perform to the degree that we're rising up to our potential because we know it's appreciated. And we know that what we do is appreciated. So that's where my motivation comes from because you've shown me appreciation.
That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the SaaS Boss Show. To submit a question about how to build your high-performing team and best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS, head over to saasboss.com, submit the contact us form, and I'll get subject matter expert to answer them for you. Also, if you found this content interesting, I'd really appreciate it if you take just a second to leave a review on iTunes so that founders just like you can learn about this show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and I'll be back with another interview next week.